Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:04 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will be back next week. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Now, Thursday night football was close, but 49ers made it happen. They won 26-23 over the Rams in overtime. The MLB wildcard series is over. Guards are out. They're my B team. We're going to talk about that in the wake-up call in a moment. But moving on, we've got Detroit taking on Seattle, Yankees taking on the Blue Jays, Dodgers will face the Phillies, and the Cubs will take on the Brewers. Now, David Ross recently told Ken Rosenthal that getting back to managing is an itch that hasn't gone away. Of course, he's one of the names that keeps coming up during the future Braves manager predictions. Really, none of us know. But he's a common name I keep hearing, Mike.
Let me ask you from this perspective before we get to wake-up call. If we don't know that it's David Ross before the end of next week, is it even possible that it's David Ross? You know what I mean? Like, what's holding them? What would be holding them back at this point from just saying, oh, well, it's David Ross? Like, is there some sort of process? And I know that Snicker will be joining the steakhouse at 10 a.m. today. Maybe that's a question he'll get. I asked you earlier, if you're Alex, are you asking Brian Snicker what he thinks about certain candidates.
Right. And yeah, you should ask him. I mean, what was his secret sauce? Like, what was it over the last 50 years that got him to this Hall of Fame resume? But does Snit want to sit down and do that? I don't know. I don't know if I could interview people for my replacement. It would be so difficult.
Yeah, but he didn't get fired.
No, of course he didn't get fired. But I would be so nitpicky.
Yeah.
I'd be so nitpicky.
Well, and I think what the difficult part of that is Alex would have to sit down and go, okay, well, do I want things done exactly how Snicker did them? You know, or would I like somebody to do them a little bit differently than Brian Snicker?
Right.
So that's something you'll have to weigh in your head for sure as we move throughout that process. I personally, I hope it's done quickly. Would love to go ahead and dive in with whatever manager this is. But like we mentioned earlier, you have the playoffs, you don't ever know what's going on.
Well, and I know it feels like spring training is so far away, but it's amazing how fast things come up. I mean, winter meetings are like the second week of December, so it's going to happen fast.
I mean, it's Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, pitchers and catchers report.
There we
go. That's just how it is.
Yes.
It's going to happen really, really quick. 404-726-0929, guys. We were talking about this earlier. We've kind of been talking about this throughout the show. The Falcons are not playing this weekend. The Braves are not in the playoffs. Is it okay to have a B team? Is it okay to have a B team? I tend to think yes in baseball and no in football. I tend to think yes in Major League Baseball and no in the NFL. Now, it's like we said, it's almost different if you do it on an annual basis of like, man, this year I really like this storyline. I'm going to cheer for this college football team, this NFL team. But I'll be curious to see the responses we definitely get. 404-726-0929. Let's do this thing. 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and get this thing cranked off. We'll start at the top of the list. Let's start with James from College Park. James! Happy Friday, my friend.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing this morning?
Living the dream.
Thank God. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I just want to say, for one, yes, it's okay to have a B team. For two, shout out to the Mason. And for three, I think Dylan has showed his hand too many times. It's official that the Braves and the Falcons are his B team, and the Phillies and the Eagles are his A team.
Yes.
Thank y'all. Have a nice weekend.
Hey, phenomenal phone call. I knew it was coming, man, when you were like, man, I read the Phillies.
Bro, it's just
like you set yourself up for that.
I did,
but it's just because we literally just saw Yankees Dodgers last year. I want to see that again. Okay,
I'll say this. Tigers, Cubs. Do y'all feel better now? I would be okay seeing that, too. I just threw the Phillies out there because—
I know why you threw the Phillies out there.
No.
At the top of mind.
No, because I would just like to see an NL East team win it because we can at least see our division won a championship. So that was the only reason.
All right, let's go back to the phone line, 404-726-0929. Dylan, get the horn ready. Uber Steve is on the line in Atlanta. Uber Steve, what's going on, boss?
What's happening, everybody? Hey, repping Allie's Army.
Love it.
What's up, man?
Hey, man, been a minute. I just got to say this real quick. It's a Falcons bye week, so I can't put no mojo on that, right?
Okay, yeah.
And I found out today that Allie's dad is a Steelers fan, which I have been since three, so it makes even more sense that I'm part of the Army and the first member of it, right?
Yeah.
As far as having a B team, well, as Dylan might have said earlier, I'm kind of a sports con dinosaur, I think he said. I'm cool with a B team for several reasons. I mean, with gambling right now, no telling who your money on, right?
Yeah.
So that's my B team all the time, right? But it's always going to be Steelers all day for me. Other than that, though, come on, man. What's wrong with the Yankees going back to the World Series?
No,
I'm from Jersey City, New Jersey. Greatest city on earth for my family from the Bronx. Let's go, Yankees.
Man, yeah, appreciate the phone call.
Don't you love that a member of Allie's Army won't let you get away with grammar mistakes either?
I just
like,
love
I
that
don't,
he said
and they
con dinosaur. That was in, that might have been my favorite thing of the week.
I didn't say con dinosaur. I did say I said connoisseur, but I know it's connoisseur.
He came after you on that one. All right, man, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, happy Friday, man. Hope you're enjoying this good weather out there.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday, everybody. Opie, hit me with that wah-wah-wah. Good morning, good morning. All right, we're filling in Bo. So on behalf of Bo, I'm calling in on behalf of Dylan's dogs this morning. What's going on, Day-Day, behind the glass? The speed of the morning shift, Mrs. Allie Mack. How we doing, ma'am?
Amazing.
She's swell.
And the one and only, Mike Honcho. How we doing this morning, sir?
I'm doing good, buddy. I'm doing good.
All right, I'm going to make it quick. All right, so throwback to earlier this week. Allie, you got to have Checkers fries on that list. Number one superior fry out there is the fries from Checkers, right?
Yeah. I'll
having a B team. All right, so having a B team, all right, it's not that I necessarily pull for them, but they have a special place in my heart. As a young kid growing up in Bowling Green, Kentucky, the closest professional team I had was the Tennessee Titans. And the first real season I watched football was that 98-99 season with Steve McNair, Eddie George, Frank Wycheck. I'm telling you, coming up 1 yard short to the St. Louis Rams was my first real heartbreak. But it is Falcons Friday, all right? Real quick, previewing for next week, all right? Turtle was saying about being confident with Michael Penix getting in the shootout. I'm confident Michael Penix running this offense effectively. But if you're going against a team in the Buffalo Bills that ranked 31st against the run, allowing over 160 yards on the ground, and you going in with the idea that you're going to get in a shootout, you have already lost. Bijan needs 20 touches. Tyler Algier needs 10. Keep the ball out of Josh Allen's hand, and we get a win on Monday. It's Falcons Friday. The vibes are still high. We love you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Man, I love the energy coming from our guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, like I feel like we just talked to Bruce Buffer. You know what I mean? Like, are you ready?
It's very infectious. I love
that. Yeah, I love that, man. Also, my dog in the backseat just a wham. Love that. All right, vibes are high. He's right. It is still a Falcons Friday, even if they're not playing this weekend. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Josh over in Lawrenceville. Josh, welcome to the show, boss. Hope you're having a good day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, it's always you only got to put the hoodie on, man. I love this.
Hey, hand to God. Hand to God. That's a beautiful thing.
Hey, man. I got the sweats on this morning. I got my Nike hat. I got my hoodie on. Man, it's a good day.
Come on.
Hey, man. It's definitely okay to have a B team. I think, like Dylan was saying, you don't got to wear the hat and the jersey. Just root for them on the side.
Yeah.
My B team for the NFL, man, I'm a diehard Falcons fan, but it's just very random, and I think it's just because the colors. I'm only 31, but my B team is the Jaguars. I don't know why, because they're young and I'm young. My B team is the Jaguars, though.
You don't have Josh. No reason at all for
colors.
This.
Colors.
It's the colors, man.
Wow.
I like the teal and the gold, man. I just like those. But and it's one of those teams where if they do good 1 year, nobody can really beef with you and say you're a bandwagon because it's like
Yeah, like why would you?
Yeah, right.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate the phone call. That's an interesting one. I got to be real with you. I did not see that coming. And the Titans one was interesting too. Although when Anthony was talking about the Titans, all I could think about was what's our movie where he gets standing on the desert? Castaway. Do you remember in Castaway at the end when he gets back home and she's like, "You're never gonna believe this, but." Tennessee has a football team now, but they're in Nashville. Yes. And he's like, "What?" And she's like, "Yeah, they almost won the Super Bowl. It was so close. It was 1 yard away." And like, he's like, "What did I miss? What do you mean what do you mean they're in Nashville?"
I'm not going to lie, though. I kind of feel Josh on the colors thing, because when the Seahawks wear their like neon uniforms, I'm like, I don't mind seeing the Seahawks ball out in their neon uniforms. I could get down with that.
I can do the color thing, but the neon thing just threw me off.
Nah, like, the neons go hard, bro. Neons go hard.
Hey, let's try to squeeze one more in here before the end of the segment. Let's go. You already know the deal. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's get Mike's Mafia, Agent 78. He's in the car. Agent number 78, where are you headed this morning, boss?
Man, headed to work.
Okay.
So here's the thing. First of all, it's been a very nice end of the week with Bo Dirt gone. The vibe has just been really great. You see, I called twice, 2 days in a row.
Yeah, I appreciate you listening, man.
Absolutely. But, yeah, the B team is literally kind of like side chick fling thing. You got to have an area code rule. Mine in the early or the late 80s was the Seattle Seahawks because, Brian Bosworth and everything else.
Oh, that's a good call.
But then later on, it goes to University of Hawaii when June Jones and Jerry Glanville were there, and it was the only late night football on. So I'm sitting here pulling for the Rainbow Warriors.
Yeah, man. we played – I think I played that June Jones Hawaii team. They were good. Good stuff. Appreciate the phone call, man, as always. And thank you to everybody for weighing in. A couple of good calls. I love the comment from my guy Josh. He's like, "Yeah, it's hoodie weather, dog.
It's hoodie weather.
And I thought the same thing when I walked out this morning. I was like, ooh, boy.
I got to say, my dad is so excited that Uber Steve is a fan of his now for being a Steelers
fan.
I just got a text from him.
Shout out, Mr. Mac.
Daddy Mac, too.
Yeah, Daddy. I'm not going to call him that, but you go ahead. You go ahead. I'm going to opt out of that one. Oh.
Yeah. I want to remind you that Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, we've got reporter, host, and analyst for CBS Sports.
Analyst?
Evan Washburn will join us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for joining us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Friday. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we want to give you another chance at these Machine Gun Kelly tickets. Dylan is ready to take your call right now at 404-726-0929. You're going to see his Lost Americana tour with Wiz Khalifa. It's next May at Lakewood Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. But if you're caller 9 right now, you've got a pair, 404-726-0929.
And we are pleased to now be welcomed on the phone line by CBS Sports' Evan Washburn. He is all over the place, man. Always enjoy his work on the HQ and obviously doing the sidelines. Evan was here in town last weekend to cover the Atlanta Falcons against the Washington Commanders. Evan, First of all, thanks for joining us. But I want to start a little bit away from football. Well, maybe not so far away from it. We've been having this conversation all day. The Falcons are on a bye week. Is it okay to have a B team? Like, is it acceptable in your realm if you're like, you know what, man, they're not playing this week. The Braves are not playing playoff baseball for the first time in a long time. Are we allowed to have a backup squad, or is that something that you frown upon?
Backup squad in what sense?
Well,
like, what is this doing in the bye week?
Somebody that you're watching when your squad is not playing. Somebody that you're like, you know what?
Yeah. No doubt. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I think we're in a space now with just that can – how easy it is to consume every kind of sport imaginable. And if you find yourself all of a sudden wanting to be an ETL fan for this weekend, since you don't have baseball or football or American football, then maybe you hop across the pond and become a big fan of Burnley.
Yeah. I like that. He's talking about a B sport. He's like, not even a B team. We'll just go B sport.
Yeah, and we're talking, you can't buy merch or anything. We're just talking about watching.
No jersey, just watching.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Well, obviously, Evan, we're very excited about the Falcons' win over the Commanders. What do you think the difference was for the Falcons from week three with that loss to Carolina and then last weekend's win?
Well, I think you have to start offensively. Just a much cleaner operation. There was an urgency that led to higher level of execution. I was just extremely impressed with the fact that with everything around them sort of swallowing up that team and that offense specifically, whether it was Michael Penix Jr. or Zach Robinson or that group, obviously they let go Ike Hilliard, all those things, that can be one of those fork in the road moments where are we going to go down this path where it's just a grind or it's the start of a really rough season. And they're not out of the woods by any means. They won one game and they played really well. But just to have that level of response to me was what struck me. And it showed you what the ceiling is for that offense. And that's the goal each week is to hit it.
Evan Washburn hanging out with us, obviously reporter, host, analyst for CBS Sports. He was on the sideline this past weekend on the call with Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt. Evan, I guess one of the questions I want to ask, and I do want to go back to this game this past weekend, Raheem made the comment a couple of weeks ago that Bijan Robinson's the best player in the NFL. You've seen just about all of them at this point, man. You've been around the NFL for a long time. I don't know that I'm asking you to make that proclamation, but just what did you make of Raheem's words when a head coach comes out and says something like that about a player of his caliber?
Well, I think you always have to put what a coach says in context to what it is they're trying to do, and that's motivate their locker room, their team, and in some cases a player specifically. But it doesn't feel like just lip service when it comes to Raheem's belief in Bijan. And Raheem's been around the league for a long time, longer than I have, and I think he wouldn't throw that type of praise on a player if he didn't feel like, one, he can handle it, and two, he could back it up, because he's putting his name on those words. I think Bijan potentially could be in that conversation with some of the best offensive players in our league, and he's well on his way just with the way he started his career, but the way he's handled this season. I think you see a difference this year, and I think that goes with maturity, the way he handled the offseason. We got to touch on it in the broadcast, the fact that he could spend time with a guy like Christian McCaffrey, who has a lot of the similar skills that Bijan has, but I would argue Bijan could take it to another level. And just the biggest key is remaining healthy. And that's such a challenging spot in that position because they're really asking him to do so much. I mean, he basically is playing two positions for this Falcons offense, which means he's twice as likely to be in a compromised spot to get injured.
Yeah, and we've been reviewing the season so far for the Falcons with them on the bye week. I mean, there have been some ups and downs as far as Michael Penix. And we're kind of curious, how do you keep the momentum coming off that Commanders win or the Falcons win over the Commanders through the bye week to face Buffalo? How do they keep that momentum going?
I think by remaining on edge, and I think that's what they had in the week after the Carolina loss. You never want to be embarrassed like that on a NFL stage, but I think it created a sense of, hey, we're in this together. We got each other's back. Everybody else is against us. And I think that can be a powerful tool. And they used it in a proper way in the win over the Commanders. So by no means have this sense of relief based off of that win, especially if you're Michael Penix Jr. And I don't get that sense from him. He's a young guy, but he's been through a lot in terms of his collegiate career. I think people forgot that when they were saying, oh, my gosh, how's he going to get over this 30-0 loss where he played terrible. It's like, this guy's been through injuries where most people would have been like, all right, I'm done with football. So his resiliency was on display. So I would say keeping that edge and keeping that communication with Zach Robinson, that staff, and build upon this and don't think that, all right, we've solved the problem.
Hanging out with Evan Washburn from CBS Sports. Evan, I was checking out your assignment this coming up weekend. Looks like you're going to be on the Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens call. Those are a couple of teams that are off the disappointing starts. What have you made of that matchup so far and you know, the work you've done building up to that game on Sunday?
Well, it's similar to what you guys faced in Atlanta last week, where I thought for the Falcons, that was an incredibly important game at such an early point in the season. And I mentioned the two roads. And that's kind of where I see both the Ravens and Texans this week. And for the Ravens, they also have to deal with the litany of injuries they're trying to overcome, including their quarterback. So you never want to kind of count a team out, but just the math starts to work against you if you're to lose this game and go to 1-4. We know how that the numbers work there. I think both these teams are playoff caliber teams, the Texans and Ravens, but it's hard to accept that as a reality if you start 1-4. So this has that type of intensity as we get ready for it on Sunday.
So this might be a superficial question, Evan, but I am curious. What's it been like working with J.J. Watt?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's a valid question. It's been great. I knew him a little bit from his time at CBS where he was working in the studio, so we'd cross paths when they would come on the road to some of our bigger games. And then a few times met with him as a player, and obviously he's got a reputation of just being such a good person, and that's lived up to it. But what I've just been so impressed by is just how all in he is at the job. And so many former players get into this business, and I think it takes them some time to figure out, like, okay, this is how I'm supposed to study. This is how I translate my knowledge onto the TV screen and make things understandable for the common fan. And he's picked that all up, honestly, in the first few weeks of the season. So it's pretty incredible. So, yeah, we're having a blast.
That's funny, man. I had no doubt that he was going to be absolutely incredible in the booth. And I think Falcons fans have enjoyed his coverage. There's no doubt about it. And I want to talk about that a little more. Let me take Mercedes-Benz out of the equation here, because I'm going to save you from getting any hate tweet from Falcons fans. What's your favorite venue to work at, man? You've been doing it over a decade now around the NFL. You've been to all these stadiums. There's some pretty cool ones out there that you get a chance to go work at.
Well, look, nothing will beat what Lambeau is. It's a unique kind of – it's the unicorn of the league for so many reasons. So I kind of put that in a separate conversation for those that have been to Fenway or Wrigley, kind of similar, but I would say even on another level because of where it's located. It'd basically be like you're driving through a suburb of Atlanta and then all of a sudden there's an NFL stadium, and it's one where there's – very little branding. There's still bleacher seats. I mean, it is old school. It's time machine stuff, and it's awesome. I would say I'm a big fan of the late 90s, early 2000s venues where they've done upgrades so the fans enjoy themselves, but the product is still focused on what's happening on the field. So, I mean, a Pittsburgh here in Baltimore, those venues get rocking. They're still crazy loud. And I would say, though, my favorite – outside of, again, Lambeau is, and it's our last year there, and I hope we get a game there soon. It's Orchard Park. It's Buffalo, man. It's the closest thing to doing an SEC game, I imagine, or being in college, but even more so because the place is just, it's bonkers. And the fans are literally like right on top of the field. So that one's going to be my favorite for a while, and obviously they're moving into a fancy new spot next year.
Yeah. All right, Evan, last thing before we let you go, and I'm glad you brought up Buffalo. The Falcons obviously on the bye week this week, but Monday Night Football coming up in, about 9 days away that you'd be facing off with the Buffalo Bills. What do the Falcons have to do to be able to stop Josh Allen and actually get a win against a Buffalo team with their eyes set on the Super Bowl?
Score 30-plus points again.
That would be my best
advice. Is not thinking that you're going to stop Josh Allen or slow them down to the point where it's, hey, we can win a 14-10 game or something, even probably sub 20. So all the things we talked about at the front end of this, offensively, have that thing on hyperspeed, ready to roll, feeling good, confident, because it does feel like, the Ravens proved it in week one. I mean, you can't even win if you get into the 40s with that group. So That's really, to me, the formula right now. And I do think there's some vulnerability for Buffalo defensively. I think they've got some talented guys there, but But I do think that that's where you can try and gain an edge, if you will, to try and upset that squad.
That's good stuff, man. That's CBS Sports. Evan Washburn was on the call this last weekend. He's in Baltimore for his call this weekend. Hey, thanks a lot for hanging out with us this morning, Buzz.
You guys got it. See ya.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks so much to Evan for joining us this morning. I love that he said that J.J. Watt is all in because, you know, my former players, I mean, real hit or miss.
J.J. Watt is like, J.J. Watt could have easily just slid into retirement and been like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah,
but you just know that he's the kind of guy that has to be all in no matter what he's doing. It's good stuff.
Well, I want to say congrats to Roman from Atlanta. Just won those Machine Gun Kelly tickets. And coming up, we do have the final report card going out to the Falcons for their first quarter. Running backs are next, and we've got a Life of Dylan.
I am being conspired against, and I actually am proud of it.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'm being conspired against, and I'm proud of it.
Oh, wow.
It's not what you think, but we'll talk about it next. Coming up on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Hey!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
42 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will be back next week, and Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. He'll have a Life of Dylan in a few moments. We will be giving out the final grade to the Falcons after their first quarter, but quick reminder that you can react after every Falcons game during the Falcons flyover. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Quick question before you give out this final grade.
Go ahead.
Is there any realm where all the songs that are on Taylor Swift's album today that are about Travis Kelce are going to be used to troll him at other stadiums? Like, will teams use it against him? Like, oh, how cute.
They probably will. I hate that, by the way. I do not. I am not a fan of that. Yeah, I hate that. There was a thing, and actually this guy got fired. There was a thing in 2010, and I hated this so much, even as a Bama guy, where there was a bunch of, like, investigation around Cam Newton, and he came to play at Tuscaloosa in the Iron Bowl. And, like, every song they played was about the son of a preacher man.
Mm.
You know, go on, take the money and run. Like, there was just, like, every single song was, like, I cringed so hard. I was with the Falcons at the time, but I was like, dude, that's so embarrassing.
Right.
And then, of course, they win in a comeback, like, dramatic fashion.
Right,
and
right.
I was like, we probably deserve that.
It's going to be fuel.
To be real.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I hate that. Like, that man go about his business. I hated people yelling at Rory last week about his wife / mistress or whatever it was. There's a line for me, man. And it's just, I've seen it happen with my own two eyes, people yelling things out. I hate the people that can stand in the bushes and yell things out at the people on camera.
Mm-hmm.
God, it gets in my crawl.
Mm-hmm.
And the stadium music just goes along with it, man.
Well,
just goes along with it.
And I mean, the single she's releasing today is The Fate of Ophelia. And that just sounds so, like, flowery and, you know, like, it's Hamlet. Like, it's going to be used.
So there's only one song?
No, the whole album is out.
Oh, the whole
and
album,
multiple
though.
Songs are about him, but the single you will hear on the radio today is The Fate of Ophelia.
Okay.
And the music video.
I will not be hearing that on the radio today.
Wow.
But
Mike said, I won't be hearing it. You all will, but I
can guarantee
the music video you will see all over the interwebs is The Fate of Ophelia.
Fair
so.
Enough. I don't dislike Taylor. I will not be seeking that out.
Just, I'll say her album's a lot.
Just real quick to Mike's point, I think when it comes to trying to troll somebody, for lack of a better term, about a scandal, mistress, legal situation, I don't think that should be fair game. This, you know, Taylor Swift having lyrics about him, I think it's a little bit more lighthearted. I still don't necessarily disagree with you, but I feel like this and using the songs that Taylor are using Taylor's lyrics against Travis, I think that's a little bit more in fair play because it's a little more lighthearted and it's not as serious as, you know, oh, we're coming at you about a legal thing or a mistress or whatever the case may be. So I wouldn't be as upset, but I do think some teams will do it. And one team I'm going to point out because they do this already is the Saints. I think the Saints will probably do it, and I think some of the Chiefs' rivals will do it as well.
I got to tell you guys a story because it just popped in my head. I don't think I've ever told the story on the radio.
Gather around.
So Croy Bierman had a very famous wife.
Yes.
Situation that happened as I was playing with him. We actually all on the team plane watched that episode because everybody was kind of whispering to each other to turn it on when he's at the dancing competition. Thing. Yeah. So fast forward to like practice, and I guess somebody found out that she was coming to practice one day. And somebody put "Don't Be Tardy for the Party" on repeat in the weight room that day and propped the doors open to where it was just playing off onto the field. It was the funniest thing. And I guess I'm going against the grain when I'm saying I thought that was funny, and I usually don't in the stadiums. But, dude, it was the funniest thing of all time. We were wheezing laughing. I think finally he got it turned off, but that was a funny, funny thing.
How did he take it?
He was usually pretty good about just laughing it off.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's kind of that situation has turned sour, obviously, recently. But back, you know, that was probably, 12 years ago?
It was,
you know, he was happy in love.
Well, exactly. And that's why I also think Travis will just be like, joke's on you. I'm marrying a billionaire. Like, go ahead. Play the song. Yeah, you're making me money.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. You pay for those rights to play that song.
The right
joke's on you. You put more money in Taylor's pocket, which pretty much means you put more money in my pocket, too.
Oh,
exactly.
Man. Don't be tardy for the... Oh, man, that song played. I bet it played 100 times that day.
Yeah. All right, let's focus on the Falcons. I know it's bye week, but we have been giving out grades on how the first four games. Dylan, you're going to have to handle this first part because Mike is
done.
Doubled over.
Oh, my God.
That took Mike out right there.
Oh. All right, so we're going to get to the running backs right now. First four games, Dylan, what is your thought process on this and what is the grade?
A is the grade for me. And the only reason it's not an A-plus is because there have been times where Bijan has missed a block, missed assignments, things like little stuff. There's been little stuff that Bijan, and you could say Tyler too, but it's really more so about Bijan that they have messed up on and things of that nature. But otherwise, I mean, what the heck? Bijan just got named the NFC Offensive Player of the Month. So to not give him an A is kind of, I think, would be kind of backwards for me because he has meant everything to this team. I mean, receiving, rushing, just doing it all. And we use this term a lot when you talk about Ron Acuña Jr., when you talk about Trey Young, and now it's Bijan Robinson. He is the straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah.
And when you just hear Bijan's name, I mean, when you talk about the Falcons, you automatically think of Michael Penix, Bijan Robinson, Drake London. So, I mean, he's up there. So it's got to be an A for me. And Tyler Allgeier, we know how complimentary he is too. And I think he's good in the situations and the things he's asked to do. He's good at as well. So I got to go A.
I'm shocked that somehow I'm more positive about this than you are. I'm giving him an A+.
Really?
I don't know. Like, how can we not give the guy an A+? And him and Allgeier both giving A+. I think, and I you're like, yeah, he missed some blocks. He has. He definitely missed one against the Commanders. No doubt about that. I think I kind of put that under a microscope because of Charlie Warner's impact and him being put in those situations now. I would say that, if anything, you could kind of nitpick the short yardage runs.
Yeah.
But I think the offensive line has failed them at most times, or the offensive coordinator in the play call. So I'm going A+. I don't know how we can have a guy be the player of the month and go back and look on his month and be like,
right,
could have had it a little better. He operates at such a freaking high level. And whether or not he's the best player in the NFL, he's top 10 in my book. There is no question about it. And how well-rounded he is and everything he allows this offense to do, being a receiver, lining up in the slot, obviously being a bell cow back and getting 16, 17, 18 carries, all the different things. I got to go A+. I mean, I do. And I know Tyler Allgeier is included in this as well. He's had down games, but it hadn't been his fault. The Carolina game, he has one carry for 4 yards. That's frustrating, but it's not on him. And so I look at this situation. I've had issues with play designs. I've had issues with blockings. Very rarely have I gone and watched the tape, and Lord knows I watch every single play, and I've been like, oh, Bijan messed that one up. I think 3 times this year have I looked at it and go, Bijan wants that one back. Maybe a missed block, maybe a missed hole, and maybe a drop. And that's just about it. And it, the fact of the matter is, I can nitpick any position. If I'm not giving him an A-plus coming off the month he had, then A-plus just doesn't exist. That's just the nature of the beast. He's put this team and this franchise and this city on his back, and he's carried us to the victories that we've had, and he's carried us even when we haven't won. So he's that running back room to me is an A-plus in my book, man. It's and it's well-deserved. He's a good player. So
yep, little Baron Burtons as we get it going here on The Life of Squid featuring your boy Dylan. Shout out to Baron Burtons, W Sauce, Everyday Hot Sauce, all the good stuff coming out from there. Quick update before we get into me being people conspiring against me and my greatness.
That's a big word.
Yes.
All right.
And I give a quick update on, I told y'all yesterday during The Life of Dylan that I have been watching, rewatching, and watching some of the ones I haven't watched before, all the X-Men movies.
X-Men, yeah.
I've gotten to the original three X-Men movies. My quick review on all the like prequels, I guess you can call them.
Yeah.
They were all, I loved all of them. The only one that rubbed me a little bit of the wrong way after getting into it all was The Dark Phoenix, because
that's the name of the movie?
Yeah, X-Men, oh, okay. The Dark Phoenix. And it's the one that you're supposed to watch right before you get into the OG three. The only reason that one doesn't quite sit right, the movie itself I think is fine, but it doesn't transition into the OG story as well as like Rogue One.
They don't seem compatible for Star Wars. With you.
They what?
The two movies, they don't seem compatible. Like they don't seem
like
they
go together. Yeah, it's like it's a gap. It's like there's a gap. And I know
I'm gonna have to get the roadmap from you, man. I'm interested.
I'll give it to you. I know the purists are gonna say, well, it's alternate timeline, this, that, and the third. I don't care. It should flow a lot better into the OG three than it does. Like Rogue One flows very well into A New Hope, but again, I know it's a little bit different.
There's a lot of arguments there.
There's a lot of arguments there as well too. So anyways, that's my update on that. So anywho, I am being conspired against. And it's only and it's because I am great at what I do.
Okay.
What I am talking about is I am in one of my leagues. I'm in 7 fantasy football leagues this year. In one of my leagues.
Dear God.
I am.
That's a lot.
It is. But I'm actually in one of my leagues, I'm 4-0. That's the one I'm being conspired against. I'm 4-0 actually in 3 out of the 7 right now. So I'm doing
wow.
Pretty well. Yeah, yeah. So fantasy guru here, you know, like Bo Johnson. But anyway.
Okay.
I had Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, Christian McCaffrey going for me last night in this particular league.
That's a solid lineup.
They all did pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I get a text in our group chat, Dylan has to be stopped.
Oh, no.
Yes. Dylan has to be stopped. And mind you, there's another undefeated person in this league. I'm not the only one. And then the other undefeated person is fueling to the fire like, yeah, 100 and however many points on Thursday is crazy. And then they're like, and so another
that
person,
is crazy, by the way.
Yeah,
dang,
you know,
that's insane.
But the scoring with this one is kind of like
okay, a little bit inflated. All right,
bit
that's
inflated.
Fair enough.
So then what really got me was a person suggested that everybody else trades with each other. So whoever they're talking about loaning players to whoever's playing me.
Oh,
so like doing these crazy trades. So loaning players.
Party foul, dude.
I know. And obviously,
who's the commissioner of this league,
his
man?
His name is Blake. And Blake. Obviously they're joking. But the fact that he even brought this up, I'm like, I'm being conspired
against.
Well,
as long as
only
they're joking, it's semi-flattering. It is semi-flattering.
As long as
they don't do it in actuality.
Yeah, I don't think they will, but these guys, you know, you never know. There's
I almost got in a fight in one of my fantasy baseball leagues because one of my buddies basically broke into another guy's phone and traded all his good players to him.
We
had the ability to go back and, like, make sure the trade didn't go through.
That's crazy.
But I literally kicked in his door and I was like, bro, I will beat the crap out of you if you ever mess with my fantasy team ever again like that.
Big party foul.
Yeah, it is big. Congratulations to you on having that many points this early week, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was stoked about just Kyren Williams going off last night. But you're already like 3 men up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're solid.
I'm good. Almost had, and again, the scoring's inflated, so don't be crazy. I mean, it's good. It's a good number, but don't go crazy when I say this. 191 points. From the 191. Yeah. So
dang.
Good
all
stuff.
Man. You're causing a mutiny,
nice
man.
Nice work.
I know.
Nice
this work. Hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. That's going to do it for us. For Mike, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next. They have Brian Snicker at 10 a.m. this morning. It is all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Don't wear your B-team's jersey, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.